You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time now to check out West Michigan's music scene as we say hello again to John Sinkovich, who's editor and publisher of LocalSpins.com, a website covering West Michigan's music scene. It's always great to have you with us, John.
Wonderful to be back. And considering the turbulence and the turmoil and the violence that we seem to be enduring on an almost weekly basis, I'm glad to say that I've chosen a couple of artists who display the healing power of music, and their latest albums certainly are part of that.
Well, we'll take that. We're going to start with a singer-songwriter who certainly is no stranger to us here on Stateside. We've talked with her. She has a devout following all over Michigan. I like the fact you call her Michigan's de facto queen of indie folk, May Earlywine, out with a new album, Mother Lion.
Yeah, she really is, over the last 15 years or so, just because of her talent, her collaborative nature, her amazing songwriting, and of course her voice, has really become sort of the standout indie folk artist of the region. And, you know, everything from when she started under the name Daisy May, to her collaborations with Seth Bernard, to more, you know, even working with a bunch of other female vocalists as part of the Sweetwater Warblers. She's also toured not too long, as of late, with a dance party soulful band called The Motivations. She really has set the bar for other artists, I think, and she's gotten attention nationally as well for her song Shine On. She resides in the Traverse City area, and she's part of that Earthwork Music Collective that's certainly well respected. And it's really interesting that she decided this time around to sort of change things up a little bit. She's got a different band in the studio with her. She ended up bringing in several members from Ann Arbor's Wolfpack, which is more of a funk band, interestingly enough, but she brought them into the studio to record this. And Tyler Duncan, the producer, really did a marvelous job of incorporating a few new sounds at the same time, really maintaining that wonderful indie folk sound that she has.
Well, let's listen to some of the fantastic first single, Never One Thing.
Never one thing, no, not one thing at all. I'm the underbelly, I am the claw. Never one thing, no, not one thing at all. I'm a street fighter, I'm a prayer for peace. I'm a holy roller, I'm a honeybee. I am hope, I am defeat. I am broken, I am complete. I am the grace, I am the fall. Never one thing, no, not one thing at all. I'm the underbelly, I am the claw. Never one thing, no, not one thing at all. I'm a street fighter, I'm a prayer for peace. I'm a holy roller, I'm a
Well, talk about prolific. What, more than 15 albums in the past 15 years?
Yes, and that probably doesn't count anything that she's done with a lot of other artists. She appears as a guest artist on other artists' works as well. And she just is just, when you go to one of her concerts, you can't help but go away feeling better about life in general, which is why I really think it's important that people hear this album. I mean, she says that it was inspired by times of love, anger, joy, sorrow, dissonance, harmony, compassion, rebellion, grief, healing, togetherness, isolation. You know, I just interviewed her about this, and she says she just wanted to build a soundtrack that embraces all of that. And I think she's done a wonderful job. And it's interesting, too, that she's actually doing kind of a dual release. She's actually going to first release it in Michigan starting this week. And then in November, she'll digitally release it nationally. She really wanted to reward her Michigan fans. And it starts off with a CD release show at Bay Theater in Sutton's Bay on Friday. Then she plays Grand Rapids at St. Cecilia Music Center on Saturday and continues that with several other shows throughout Michigan over the next month.
Let's take a quick listen to a little bit more off this new album, Mother Lion, from May Earlywine. This is Fine Line.
I'm afraid this is what we're made of. I'm afraid we will never wake up. And I wanna feel it. It's a fine line. It's a fine line.
Next next up, we have Desmond Jones. Tell us about this jam band. Where are they based?
So they're based in Grand Rapids. They actually first got together in East Lansing, a bunch of students from Michigan State University, and they eventually relocated here. And they've really worked hard on developing their live show. They're a jam band. They take jazz and rock and funk and really make it a fun party for their audiences whenever they play. They actually had a year-long residency here at a nightclub in Grand Rapids, and I think they really helped them hone their sound. I'm really happy to see that they finally put out a full-length album, and they're doing that starting later this week, as a matter of fact. And they've really kind of incorporated a lot of that live sound feel into what they've done. They recorded at In Muso Studios in Weberville with Kevin McKay, with mixing by Alex Gauthier, and of course mastering by Glenn Brown, who's very well known. And these guys just really do a great job of incorporating several different eclectic styles into their music.
Now your lives I won't save, I live for the gold till the grave. But little as we are against the waves, I'm still just a name who won't give up now. Not after years at the bow, but to have it all, I must find a crew that I trust. Given a chance, I'd choose it again. Anything short of my death is a sin. What kind of guy have I been? What kind of guy have I been?
That's Gold Till the Grave off the new release from Desmond Jones. So they're going to be playing around the state, right?
They're officially releasing the album October 10th. They play a show Friday at the Avenue Cafe in Lansing this week and a CD release show this Saturday at Founders Brewing in Grand Rapids. And I assure you, they're going to be doing a lot more touring because these guys love to play. They just got back from New York, I know, and they'll be playing a couple of shows in Traverse City later this month. They're a fun band to see live.
And now we turn to Grand Rapids singer-songwriter Cameron Blake, the new album Fear Not. Tell us about Cameron. Very interesting backstory.
He's a classically trained violinist. He turned to folk music after getting his master's degree in performance from the Peabody Institute of Music. He came back to Michigan, where he's from originally, and he became a church music director. And when we talked about healing at the top of this segment, he really tackles a lot of difficult, tougher issues and the darker side of life. But in a lot of ways, it's very hopeful. The new album is titled Fear Not. It really tackles a lot of things having to do with fear and overcoming fear. He brought nearly 50 musicians together for various parts of this album, so it's a very lush production. Covers subject matter ranging from the Tiananmen Square protest to late actor Philip Seymour Hoffman to a Baltimore riot. And he's really never been afraid to tackle these sorts of issues and find ways to really express that in his music. His 2015 album, Alone on the World Stage, made a lot of best of year lists. He's toured overseas in the UK and certainly gotten some attention outside of Michigan.
And here's the first single from Cameron Blake's new album. It's After Sally.
The fog is lifted and the sky is blue. The river's swollen, almanacs confused. Will the flowers be dressed in their Easter time best for you? Spring is late, but our love is strong. Old lazy river moves the ice along. It's too real to accept when no words can express what we've gone through. Big black skies filling up with stars. Our chimneys puffing like a cold cigar. We hung together under the pressure. Someone told me that's our hearts apart. We took the road with all the men. We buckled down until the highway ends. We took the road with all the bands. And something's gotta give. Something's gotta give. Something's gotta give me wings.
Really, as you say, a sizable cast of contributors, it really gives it something to have so many, some 50 different musicians kicking in on this.
Absolutely, and compared to his last album, which was a very raw, very personal, done pretty much solo, it's really interesting to see him put this big production together. The new album officially gets released November 17th. He's already released a couple of singles. I know Huffington Post described one of them as poetic and filled with luminous melancholy. And I'd have to agree, but I did pick a track or two here that are more upbeat and up-tempo from the new album. And I really love the way in which he writes and the way in which he really expresses an antidote to fear.
Well, as a matter of fact, speaking of a different tempo and a different feel, here's some of the gospel-flavored Queen Bee.
I was a stranger in a stranger's land, in no position to leave. I was a stranger in a stranger's land, and then the Queen Bee sent a message to me. She said, I'll move you up, my darling. I'll move you up as far as I can see. Yes, I'll move you up, my darling. I'll move you up if you start working for me.
Now, will we see Cameron performing around Michigan so people can catch him?
Eventually, we hope so. I'm hoping he'll be in contact with us and he's setting something up as he goes. And I think he's really interesting because when he does a lot of his shows live, he definitely brings in other people to help him out. His shows tend to be an experience.
So to recap, Cameron Blake, Fear Not is the latest release. Desmond Jones, self-titled album, and May Earlywine's newest release, Mother Lion. And you can find out more about these and other West Michigan artists by going to localspins.com, edited and published by my guest, John Sinkovich. John, it's always a blast. Thank you so much.
Thank you.